The government's declared a climate emergency today and promised the public sector will go carbon neutral by 2025. We'll have more on that a little later, but the threat of climate change is all too real for some owners of low-lying coastal properties. They've been warned they may struggle to fully insure their property as the risk of storm surges and flooding grows too great for insurers. A new report funded by MB has found premiums could increase fivefold for some properties, and many of our most at-risk properties could be refused insurance completely in 20 years. John Bond reports.
Thousands of coastal homes will likely be subject to tougher insurance policies within the next 10 years, according to the report. This includes monetary caps on coverage or excluding climate-related hazards from the policy altogether. With rising sea levels giving storm surges a higher base to work from, one in 100-year floods could become one in 20. Tim Grafton, the chief executive of the Insurance Council, says that's a big risk to coastal homeowners and therefore insurers.
We have tended to build our cities on the coast, and we've often decided to live as close as possible to the high tide mark or as close as possible to the edge of a cliff. So sooner or later, these chickens will come home to roost.
Of our biggest cities, Christchurch and Wellington are identified as most at risk, then Dunedin and Auckland. Of our smaller cities, Napier and Tauranga were found to be most sensitive to sea level rises. The report co-author Belinda Story detailed how a rise in sea level of just a few centimetres brings significantly more flooding risk.
Just 10 centimetres of sea level rise in Wellington, for example, is enough to shift the probability of an event by 5 times. If you're at a 5% probability per year, then insurer isn't going to be wanting to provide you with cover. That 10 centimetres is going to be arriving in Wellington in the next 20 years.
Ms Story says at some point that risk is not worth it to insurers, which could cause a domino effect.
The cost of insuring becomes so great that an insurer would rather not insure you than charge you a break-even premium. So once you lose insurance, then there's a very real probability that you'll have difficulty renewing your mortgage. And your local government's also going to be having to make some difficult decisions about the infrastructure that they provide to your houses.
In fact, the Bankers Association says having insurance is actually required to be eligible for a mortgage. So without insurance, there's no money on offer. At the core of sea level rise is climate change. The Minister, James Shaw, says the government is acting on the issue, but for some areas, the risk of flooding is already prompting action.
There are some places that are opting for hard defences like seawalls and so on. That also carries some risk, of course. And in other areas, they're seriously discussing what we call managed retreat.
Tim Grafton says coastal property risk is something that really ought to be taken seriously from now.
We really do have to be thinking both at the local central government level, insurers, bankers, homeowners and communities as to how we manage this very serious situation before it becomes an even worse one. We can already see today what the research is indicating, and so we should be applying our minds to it today.
He says at-risk properties which continue to be covered will be hit with higher premiums or excesses. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, aho.